Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you, don't you want me to love you?
On the other hand, is the most embarrassing thing we've ever invented in mankind's time on Earth. Oh, so you can't do the work. Is that what you're telling me? You can't figure it out? This seems to be the justification of AI. I couldn't do it. This is something to be embarrassed about. The ad campaign for ChatGPT should be the opposite of Nike. You just can't do it.
Jerry Seinfeld speaking at Duke University for the commencement. And what I thought was an extremely good speech, what I think I'm grateful to the nitwit protesters who decided to walk out 30 out of 7,000, that got the news. And what is generally the mistake my industry makes, which is focusing on the exception instead of the general truth. You know, 6,970 people stayed, 30 people walked out. Ooh, you know, don't focus on the nitwits, focus on the general truth. Anyway, this section on AI was sort of interesting, but it's a setup for what he was going to say that I thought was particularly good.
What I like is we're smart enough to invent AI, dumb enough to need it, and still so stupid we can't figure out if we did the right thing. Making work easier, this is the problem. So obsessed with getting to the answer, completing the project, producing a result, which are all valid things, but not where the richness of the human experience lies. The only two things you ever need to pay attention to in life are work and love. Things that are self-justified in the experience, and who cares about the result? Stop rushing to what you perceive as some valuable endpoint. Learn to enjoy the expenditure of energy that may or may not be on the correct path.
You might get a wrong answer, but it's not the answer. The AI to facilitate the doing of the thing. This is what I keep saying about, you know, people who don't, young people particularly, who haven't really learned how to write, so they rely on AI to do their writing for them, and they never really get the joy of expressing themselves through language, and they never acquire the ability to more effectively and poignantly express. I mean, English is an amazing language. We have 20 words for every concept. That's one of the most frustrating and beautiful things about the language, is that you can say the same thing 1,000 different ways with different nuance, different meaning, whether it's humorous or painful or poignant. It's a language built for poetry, built for prose, built for romance, built for vitriol and polemic and editorial. No, we're just going to let ChatGPT take away our humanity. He's exactly right, okay? You know, ChatGPT writing the jokes. Not a good idea, right? But then he gets on to what I thought was the really... This might be, in my opinion, one of the most important countercultural messages I think I've ever heard a commencement speaker give. And I really appreciate, I say this genuinely, the idiots who were protesting his speech made me go listen to the speech, which I wouldn't have done otherwise, because I was curious, what are they protesting? And I was curious, what did Jerry Seinfeld say? And this one section here was so good that I want to make sure to get you, like, this is really important, okay? Here goes. Actually, you know what? Let me get Jimmy in here with traffic, because I know if you're driving on Highway 90 or coming from Milton or Pace, you're like freaking out this morning. I want to get you traffic on the fives, and then we'll come back, because this is really important. Go ahead, Jimmy.
So coming in from Pace or Milton into Pensacola, you're going to see a lot of traffic backed up. That was a telephone pole that was down at the intersection of Highway 90 and Scenic in Pensacola, backing up traffic on the bridge all the way past Woodbine. One lane is open going either direction, so traffic is moving. But if you were thinking of hopping on I-10, that is going to be backed up significantly as well. I-10 backed up all the way, I would just say Avalon all the way backed up pretty much, as well as Bell Lane and Sanamid Road. So that alternate route might take just as long as hopping on Highway 90. We have been telling people to hop on Quintet to take 95A, to get on the Highway 29 going southbound. That is now backed up for what looks to be about 2.5 miles.
All the way to Gonzales from Kingsfield is backed up. Yeah, so you can't get through that way either.
So, if you're coming in from Pacer Milton, just don't. That's what we recommend. No, it's going to take a while. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
If you've got any really good friends in helicopter training at NES Whiting Field, maybe call them this morning. You know, maybe that's your way. Good Lord, man. All right. Well, back to this speech by Jerry Seinfeld that I've now got you really probably overpromoted to you. I apologize. That's a flaw. You know, this movie's the best movie ever. And then if it's like really good, you're disappointed. Okay. But hear me out. This was the section of the speech that caught my attention the most because it made me realize a thing that I had heard that I hadn't challenged enough.
About work, you know how they always say nobody ever looks back on their life and wishes they spent more time at the office? Well, why? Why don't they? Guess what? Depends on the job. If you took a stupid job that you find out you hate and you don't leave, that's your fault. Don't blame work. Work is wonderful. I definitely will not be looking back on my life wishing I worked less. If that's not how you feel at work, quit. On your lunch break, disappear. Make people go, what happened to that guy? I don't know. He said he was getting something to eat, never came back.
Now, it's funny, but it had never dawned on me. Because I believe in the Protestant work ethic. You would say Jerry believes in the Jewish work ethic. I don't really care. It doesn't matter. The point is, we used to have in this country the notion that work was good, that work was virtuous, that work was a way of embodying your purpose in life. That doesn't mean that all work has to be paid. Volunteer work is fantastic. Homemaking work is fantastic. But endeavor, right? Endeavor matters. And then somewhere along the line, we kind of, maybe it's a byproduct of corporatism and, you know, pointless menial jobs that some people do and that they resent or regret or don't find value in or don't see the point of. I mean, I look at a lot of jobs and I think, man, you know, I wouldn't want to be the trash collector, but man, I'm so glad they do that. That is meaningful work. You know, I wouldn't want to clean the floor or the toilet, but man, I'm so glad people do it. That's meaningful work. I wouldn't want to put in roofs in the summer in Pensacola, but God, I'm glad people do it and lay asphalt and pick up power lines and all the things that I wouldn't want to do. But don't ever let somebody convince you that's not meaningful work. That is making the lives of your fellow human beings better. And so much of the time, what's happened is people have gotten themselves either into jobs that they don't see the value of, or they just, you know, they've either made bad choices or they can't, or they've bought into this notion that somehow work is flawed or terrible or evil. Now, it's true. If you neglect family for work, you're going to regret that, sure. But I totally agree with Jerry. You know, I spend a lot of time making this radio show as great as I can make it. I do it because it's rewarding. I do it because I believe in it. I do it because I think it's useful to you, because it's entertaining to you, because, you know, when you get yourself furiously stuck in a traffic jam trying to come into Pensacola on a random Wednesday morning, you know that I put a lot of time into thinking about how to make a show that would entertain you in those extra half hour or 20 minutes that you're going to spend on the road today. I think that's useful. So I don't regret the time that I spend on work because it produces a product that I think is better than anything else out there. Jerry thinks his comedy is better than anything else out there. So he appreciates and values the time he spent crafting jokes and being on stage and writing on napkins and jotting down ideas. Same thing. And if you think about the value of your work, time spent at work is not something to regret. Time spent at work is something that it's kind of amazing. You get paid to do something cool that's good, that's beneficial to other people. That's what money means. Somebody else thought it was valuable. They give you money for it. You're helping them. Thank you. That's what money is, a thank you. So, yeah, somewhere along the line, and again, I get it, because it was maybe this idea that people neglect their families, and that's a fair concern, but you might regret not doing more for your job if your job is meaningful, or to flip it around like he did it. I don't think I'm going to regret spending time making something that I believe kind of serves God's purpose for me and serves my fellow man in doing this job. And I hope you can find a job like that too. By the way, he was also disabusing people of the notion that there's like this one perfect job out there for you. He says, no, find something you're good at. People will pay you for it. Do it. If you find out you don't believe in it anymore, do something else. Don't quit. Don't keep looking for the one perfect job, because there is no one perfect job. If you become a good person, you can do a lot of different things very, very effectively. So, like I said, that was, I thought that was a really neat moment. Now, there's still a part of this that I haven't had a chance to get to too much, but I'm going to mention it here only because I know the most people of our listening times are listening right now compared to next hour at 8 o'clock. But this was one thing that he mentioned that, particularly for the protesters, they needed to hear.
The one thing I really do care about communicating to you is don't lose your humor. Forget the rest, forget your education, your degree, your privilege. All of you here would do fantastically well without any of it. All of you here, without question, are the best of the best. Just don't lose your humor. It's not an accessory. It's your Stanley Cup water bottle on the brutal long hike of life.
A sense of humor, being able to laugh about it all.
And humor's not just for the stress relief or even just the simple fun of laughing, but for the true perspective of the silliness of all humans and all existence. That's why you don't want to lose it. Try to enjoy some of the dumbness of it all. That's the best life advice I can give you. I wish you luck. I wish you love. Thanks for the phony degree and the ridiculous outfit. Go get him, Duke class of 24. Throw the hat up. Let's get out of here. Congratulations.
Here's why I say that's a message the walkarounders needed to hear. I have this theory, okay? You may think I'm wrong. You may think I'm crazy. That's fine. But here's my theory. I'm the guy with the microphone at the moment, all right? Text me back if you disagree. I think, having been them, and having been among them and around them, I think that people who are really worked up about issues, the kind of people who throw soup on a painting, the kind of people who lay down in a street to stop traffic, to protest racial injustice because they think that kidnapping people on the roads is a good way to, you know, get your cause out, the kind of people that encamp themselves to protest what they believe to be evil by the government of Israel on a college campus, all of these people, and you see it sometimes on the right as well, okay? I'm not using those examples for the moment. I think these people don't have a sense of humor. What they're missing in life is not that this issue gets fixed. What they're missing in life is the ability to laugh and to laugh at themselves. Life will always be a horror show. Having a little bit of a sense of humor about that is essential. And I think, here's my theory, is that if you go to these encampments, although some of them are breaking up now on college campuses, I don't think you hear a lot of laughter. I think you hear a lot of angry people encouraging other angry people to be angry about all the anger-inducing things in the world. And what they probably need is a little bit more comedy. They'd be better people for it. So when he says keep your sense of humor, don't lose your sense of humor, humor is one of the reasons for doing it. Ironically, that's the message that the people who walked out on him because he was too Jewish for them, because he's a Zionist, he believes in Israel, and they don't. I think that was the point that they would have benefited from hearing, although typically the basic problem is that people with a sense of humor that get told they need to have a sense of humor laugh and enjoy that. People who don't have a sense of humor just get angry at you when you tell them they need a better sense. I don't know that it really works, but I totally agree. 7:24 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, and I guess I've talked long enough. We probably ought to tell them about the traffic on the fives. Jimmy, it's a mess every which way you could go today getting into Pensacola from Santa Rosa County, other than Highway 98 and Three Mile Bridge. I mean, if you want to really go all the way around.
Well, you're going to be backed up on Avalon. So, I mean, yeah, I guess if you
can take Garcon Point down, that's still open, I think. But
yeah, it's still open.
It's a toll and it's time, but at least you won't be stuck in traffic.
Well, I'll just run through quick. Highway 90 completely backed up. Avalon completely backed up. I-10 backed up. There are one lane each direction on Highway 90 open and one lane on I-10 open. So if you want to sit through the traffic on either of those bridges, go ahead. We are saying that Quintet is looking like the best option. Even that is backed up for about 4 miles heading onto Highway 95 north. But that, again, is probably going to be your best bet. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
At Pinnair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pinnair Credit Union. Because at Pinnair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pinnair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pinnair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you facing a trial right now in your life? Let me urge you to read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In that passage, you'll read four essential things that will help anyone facing a trial. And they all start with the letter G. First, you'll see God's goal in allowing the trial in your life. Second, you'll find the thing that God wants you to get or be in pursuit of that will help you through the trial. Thirdly, you'll find grace to handle the trial. And fourthly, you'll read about a heavenly gift that is described in verse number 12. I don't know the details of your specific trial, but I do know that God wants to comfort you. And the way he does that is primarily through his word. So read James chapter 1 and reflect on the goodness of God. You'll be glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Operation MWR is Saturday night at NAS Pensacola with performances by Little Big Town and Maren Morris on the Portside Lawn. Gates open at 5:30 for this free event exclusively for DOD cardholders and escorted guests. Presented by GovX. Remember, for everyone's safety and enjoyment, leave bags, coolers, and weapons at home. For more information, visit NavyMWRPensacola.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Am I going to be the one that's going to set them straight? Look at me wrong.
If you think you can find the passion and you're ready to take a chance, if you really believe you can make it.
Got all kinds of helpful advice coming in from people about how to solve the traffic problem, such as buy a duck boat. sorry, it's just bad today. It's really, really bad. Lots of people sharing their affirmation of the idea that work matters. Every generation needs to teach the young kids that work is a virtuous thing. It's a noble endeavor. It's a good thing serving your fellow man. And it's rewarding. And, you know, this notion that work is somehow bad, it really kind of... It's a horrible thing that we've embraced that notion. And you know, I had somebody talk to me about nursing, and they, you know, they're in nursing, and they see so many kids are doing it just for the money. And she's like, I get to serve people. I love this. And it's so sad to watch them be bad at their job and hate it, even though they have an opportunity to do wonderful things in the world. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
SpaceX says they plan to launch their Starship prototype into orbit as soon as the company is able to get a license from the FAA. Starbase General Manager Kathy Luter spoke yesterday at a SpaceX presentation in Texas at the Texas State Technical College. She said the next mission will launch the first day they get that license. President Biden raising tariffs on Chinese imports. Those include electric vehicles, semiconductors, and other goods. The increased tariffs will apply to about $18 billion worth of annual imports. And Comcast apparently planning to offer a new bundle offering access to Peacock, Netflix, and Apple TV. They're calling it Stream Saver, and they say it'll be a cheaper option for people who want to stream their TV.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. We're going to talk to D.C. Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola, in just a minute about this noise ordinance enforcement, among other things. There's actually quite a bit of stuff that we want to get to with him. The B-2 bomber that caught fire back in 2022 is not going to be fixed. The Air Force is just going to downgrade its fleet by 1 to 19. Remember, the B-2 is going to get replaced eventually anyway by the new bomber that they're still in the testing phase for. It'll also replace all the B-1s, at least in theory.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Former President Trump has said he'll debate anytime, anywhere. President Biden says, let's do it. Once next month, once in September, before any early voting starts.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal.
The president there in a video released this morning. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announces a $2 billion deal to have more weapons built and sent to Ukraine. Most of the money coming from the aid approved by Congress last month.
With Russian troops advancing in the Kharkiv border region, Ukrainian troops have pulled back under heavy fire. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who's in Ukraine, praising the country's resilience today. The first batch of weapons being sent under the $60 billion aid package is only just starting to reach the front lines.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Consumer prices 0.3 of a point higher last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola, 75 degrees right now. It is mostly clear skies right now in Pensacola. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says three people were hurt in a drive-by shooting yesterday. That happened at Diego Circle about 4 p.m. It was picked up on the county's ShotSpotter sensors right now. No word on the severity of the injuries and no description of the suspect vehicle has been made available. In the aftermath of the fatal shooting of 23-year-old senior airman Roger Fortson, the Okaloosa NAACP has now released a list of demands. They say they'll remain engaged until justice is served on behalf of his family. That list was shared on their Facebook page yesterday. It includes a demand for a full, transparent investigation by the Department of Justice, the release of all body cam footage, audio and digital communications, and the release of disciplinary records for the deputy involved.
Could not simply just sit on our hands and hope this thing, you know, all by itself just evaporates. I mean, the NAACP has been concerned, and we remain concerned in shootings or injuries of people where we think that other courses of action could have taken place.
President Sabu Williams talked with Channel 3, and that comes as Fortson's body arrived in Atlanta yesterday. His funeral will be held Friday at a church in Stonecrest, Georgia. Officials at the Pensacola Airport reporting positive changes since the TSA sent 8 new officers to help address their staffing shortage. Mayor D.C. Reeves says he was recently on a call with the TSA and Senator Rick Scott's office.
It was interesting. They did share with us that our passenger numbers showed that we should have about a 33% increase in TSA staff. And you say, well, how does that happen? Well, their process, which makes sense, is they're analyzing this every year, and then sometimes with delays, it might be 18 months or 24 months before they reanalyze staffing.
Reeves sent a letter to Senator Scott and Rubio last month saying that oftentimes 3 of the 4 airport TSA lines were closed because of those staffing shortages. The 8 officers currently in Pensacola are part of the TSA's National Deployment Force. They'll be here through July. Well, the FBI out with a warning for elderly Florida residents that are being bilked out of billions by savvy fraudsters. Special Agent Zakaria Baldwin says the 2023 Elder Fraud Report shows Florida ranking 2nd in the nation for the number of reported losses from tech support and impersonation scams.
And that's basically somebody calling you saying there's an issue with your computer or your bank account or your utilities, and there's an urgent need for you to either pay a fine or move funds into a quote-unquote safe account.
And Baldwin says the fraudsters are now starting to use AI software to mimic a person's voice, so now oftentimes the victim actually thinks they're speaking directly to a relative. Floridians reportedly lost more than $90 million in investment schemes and over $40 million in romance schemes. It is 7:34 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's go ahead and get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing?
If you are planning on heading into Pensacola from Pacer Milton in any direction or any route you take, you are going to be backed up for a few miles. It looks like on the Highway 90 bridge going into Pensacola, you're going to be backed up past Woodbine. Seeing a lot of buildup on Woodbine this morning as well. And if you're planning on taking Bell Lane or and hopping on Cyanamid or taking Avalon Boulevard, you're going to be backed up all the way to Highway 90. In the middle of the bridge on I-10, there is a downed vehicle that is causing a lot of buildup as well. All morning we've been just saying take Quintet to Highway 29. That is looking backed up as well for about Looks to be about 5 miles or so, but clearing up once you get onto Highway 95 until you get to Highway 29 there. And so any direction you're trying to come into Pensacola from Pacer Milton is going to be backed up, so expect some severe delays this morning. If you're heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic right after the Navarre Beach Causeway. Heading into Hobart Field, that's going to be looking like backed up for about 4 miles as well. Coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, we are backed up a little bit on Avalon Boulevard there at that intersection, clearing up a little bit as you get to the Naval Live Oaks Reserve and clear into town on the 3 Mile Bridge. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a beautiful sunny day today with a high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Nice and mostly sunny for Thursday with a few clouds moving in late. High near 85 Thursday afternoon. Temperatures dropping near 73 overnight. We'll have showers and thunderstorms moving in on Friday. A few storms could be strong. High near 84. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 75 degrees, sunshine in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Federal Aviation Administration said the wing of a Boeing 757 jet owned by Donald Trump struck a parked plane at a Florida airport after landing safely and taxiing early Sunday morning. It is not known if Trump was on the aircraft when the collision occurred. No injuries have been reported related to the incident. Tesla is being sued by the Environmental Democracy Project for allegedly failing to comply with the Clean Air Act at its assembly plant in Fremont, California. The environmental group accused Tesla of violating the law hundreds of times since January of 2021 by emitting harmful pollution into the neighborhoods surrounding the factory. Tesla has not responded. Futures are little changed as investors await inflation data. It will be released in about 10 minutes. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 126, the NASDAQ up 122, the S&P 500 up 25. That's your money now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:40 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. No, it doesn't mean we're not having Mayor Reeves. We're just all doing a bunch of things here in the studio, and we didn't get the right one for that. But no worries. We have Mayor of Pensacola, D.C. Reeves, is on the line with us this morning. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Didn't mean to confuse you with the music. It was unintentional, I promise you.
We'll see how this interview goes. Maybe we'll make it a permanent switch.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, let's start with this. This is maybe it's a dumb question, but I always believe in asking the dumb question. I know you talked about paving the grass lot on Tippin to improve parking capacity at the airport, which is already ahead of 2035 projections. So all of that I followed yesterday from a press conference, and I get that you wanted to make sure that that doesn't interfere with the vacation holiday traffic of Thanksgiving and Christmas. All good. I'm on board. The only question I had, and my wife actually asked this question, is why is it better to have a paved lot than to have just the grassy knoll? Is there a value to having the paved versus the existing?
Well, as much as I would like to watch you roll your roller bag in the grass and dirt, there are some advantages to having paving. But no, in all seriousness, a navigation perspective, a safety perspective. I mean, there's many reasons that we would prefer to have it paved. And honestly, I have an update since the press conference. We had a good call internally with the airport and Public Works and engineering to kind of try to work through that. Because as you heard me say, the worst case scenario is to start on improving 400 spaces, and that takes away 400 spaces for the holidays. We've come up with a plan. We've actually got a contingency lot just to the north of that on some of the property we've acquired. And we're also going to put in, because of our urgency and why that we know it's important to our citizens, we're going to put in actually an incentive into the bid that if you finish by November 15th, that we're going to actually financially incentivize a speedy delivery. So if we get the speedy delivery, great. If it's imminent that it will not happen, then we've got a contingency plan. So we're going to kind of make a call in October about where we stand, and if we can get it done, you know, and I consider done dry pavement and white parking stripe.
Right.
You know, we may not have every blade of grass planted or anything like that by then, but nonetheless, we're moving forward the best we can, and we've got a backup plan if it doesn't work out.
Very good. That makes perfect sense. There was an opinion piece in the PNJ the other day, and it talked about what the writer claimed were the low wages at ST Aerospace Engineering at the, you know, we're now getting ready to break ground on hangar number 3 on the west side of the northwest side of the airport. I don't feel like I know the truth of it, but I have heard this allegation that in the industry, maybe ST doesn't pay as well enough to get the people coming to work for them that they've always envisioned. Do you know anything? Can you shed any light on this?
Yeah, you know, obviously I was made aware of it, and I'm certain of that ST would have a different perspective on that, and really either perspective is I'm not really probably the person to be able to say one way or the other. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I can't verify what a letter to the editors, if the income is correct or not. Not that I'm questioning, that person's research. I just am saying, I would not want to speculate as to what that wage is and what ST considers their wage to be.
Right.
For example, some of the jobs that they offer are starting jobs that include tuition assistance and training to get you to a higher paying job. Are we looking at that, or are we looking at something that doesn't include that? That's what we don't know. But here's the bottom line. I'm a big believer in letting the market dictate what pay should be. And I think I've put my money where my mouth is in terms of upping the pay as a larger scale than ever at the city, because we have to be competitive. At the end of the day, yes, of course, we want any economic development project to pay as much as possible. We do need to raise the wage index, and I'm trying at the city of Pensacola to set the example for that, to get us from being in the 20th percentile pay at the city and moving us into a much better place. So I don't think ST Engineering does $9 billion a year in revenue on the idea that they're going to pay a wage where everyone else in their market is paying $20,000 or $30,000 more. There's probably a little more to that story. Because if that were the case, they wouldn't be finding anybody to take this position. So I certainly we have a lot invested in this project, and we continue to invest a lot of time, heart, and energy into ST. And it's our biggest economic development project we have in our region. So if there's anything that we can raise any wages anywhere, we should want to help support that. But at the end of the day, I would want to learn a little more before I speculated as to how the subjectivity that could lie within what quote unquote starting pay is and how all that works.
And I think, you know, that's actually the only reason I would inject myself into it is precisely because we've got so much public money invested in this that, you know, it seems Absolutely. Like there's a little bit more of an expected trade-off in good quality wages. And if that's not the case, then, you know, we do kind of have a right to know because so much money has been put into, you know, making that job opportunity and, you know, underwriting all of that investment. We're talking to D.C. Reeves. He's the mayor of Pensacola. Hang on for just a second, Mr. Mayor. We got traffic on the fives with Jimmy today on a day where nobody gets anywhere.
If you are attempting to enter Pensacola from Pace or Milton, every possible route you can take is going to be severely backed up. A down telephone pole at the Highway 90 and Scenic 90 intersection on the Pensacola side of the Pace Bridge has one lane closed on the bridge and traffic is backed up past Woodbine. And a downed vehicle on I-10 has backed up traffic on Avalon Boulevard all the way to Highway 90. You can take Quintet, but be prepared to see some traffic there as well as it is backed up from the Highway 95 intersection for about 4 miles. Coming in from Cantonment, Highway 29 is backed up as a result of these incidents as well. We will keep you posted as to which routes clear up. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Obviously, the big announcement yesterday was that starting tomorrow, PPD, off-duty officers are going to be working through the funding mechanism of Downtown Improvement Board taxes to basically enforce the law against extra loud aftermarket mufflers and also loud stereos in the downtown area. This makes all the sense to me in the world, especially because we've been trying to like find a way to do this for years and years. And now all of a sudden DIB is like, well, we can pay for it because it's our area. We can do this, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we're really, it's a joint effort. And because as you know, Andrew, we've got a lot of ground to cover in terms of public safety in the city. And you know, we have investigations and violent crimes. We've got all these things that we have to do. So DIB stepping up to help us with bandwidth that we wouldn't otherwise be able to provide certainly is a great catalyst, and we appreciate them for that. But and you heard me yesterday. I want to be clear. These are statutes that are already on the books. This is not something we've created. This is not something new. This is something that is, as you just said, you know, let's use jaywalking as the most extreme example. It's on the books, but it's pretty hard to enforce. And is it worth the bandwidth? This now gives us an opportunity as our downtown continues to grow. And no one comes to our downtown or says, you know what, we ought to fly to Pensacola so we can hear loud aftermarket mufflers between buildings and power lines. No one says that. So, you know, and that's visitors and that's residents. That's not just people coming into our community. So, you know, I think this is an appropriate time to focus on this and have this initiative, and then we'll see how it goes. You know, we'll see what happens from here. But as I said, I know it, because it's new, people sometimes think that this means we're creating new rules. These are not new rules. These are state statutes that are crystal clear, black and white, in place. That we can now start to ramp up the enforcement on.
You know, I thought, speaking of jaywalking, which my understanding is that jaywalking, unless you interfere with traffic, is illegal, but just jaywalking is not. But I did appreciate what you said yesterday. You kind of hinted at crosswalks, that if this works for mufflers and loud stereos, maybe at some future time we can look at enhanced enforcement around cars stopping for pedestrians in crosswalks. I've made the note that we also really need to make sure our crosswalks are more visible because they're not, especially mm-hmm. on Main Street, they're kind of faded. But is that kind of what you see down the future, that maybe we would start to use this sort of tactic to enhance awareness of certain violations in order to get compliance across the board with things that people should already be doing?
Absolutely. And I 100% agree with you on both counts. I think some of our crosswalks need some definite improvement and will be getting some improvement depending on where they are. But, you know, I put it pretty bluntly yesterday and I will today on the radio is we're not real good at crosswalks here. We're not real good at stopping at crosswalks, at pedestrian safety. I think we start at the standard of the vehicle rules the road. And it's really, it's almost cultural. You know, it depends on what city you go to or what part of the country you go to or what other country you go to where I guess the feeling, the general feeling in that community is different. I'm not saying it will go from 1 to 10, but I'd love to see us as a community get a little more cognizant, a little more aware of these crosswalks. And that's everywhere. That's not just within the city limits. That's at the beach. That's everywhere else. Where we need it, you know, that pedestrians are part of the part of transportation as well, using your feet and making sure that that's safe as possible.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I've been to or lived in other places where everybody knows you stop for the pedestrian in the crosswalk, and here it's kind of like, maybe we'll see, flip a coin, yeah. And we need, if we're going to be a more walkable, bikeable, pedestrian-friendly community, that has to change. I mean, it just does. And so I actually support efforts in that direction. I appreciate that note from yesterday. The lightning round. We always like to end with the lightning round. First question for you. Do you keep old license plates in your, say, garage, collection, wherever?
No, I don't. I've had the same one for a long time. I just keep putting the sticker on top of, I get a nice thick collection of my registration sticker on my
Well, Florida's weird. You have to get a new plate fairly frequently because they fade so badly in Florida. So, I know when you get to
Did
that
I
point.
Did I incriminate myself?
No, I hope not. I mean, Scott Lunsford is definitely a listener, but, we'll take note. tell me a food you like better as a leftover.
Ooh, man. Probably none. There's tolerable, how about cold pizza? I wouldn't say better. I mean, that's strong, but I think cold pizza is pretty close up there with regular.
It's a different kind of food, really. Cold pizza is for sure.
Yeah.
All right. And this is, I often feel like these are make or break moments for our relationship. This is about to be one.
Yeah.
You can side with me or side with my wife. You can't side with us both on this. When you're using, when you're getting mayonnaise or Miracle Whip for your sandwich, are you using a spoon or are you using a knife?
Well, I'm going to pick option C, which is mayonnaise is gross and I don't eat it. So, I side with neither of you.
That's the most politician-y dodge you've ever made. So that's your one. You get one with me.
I don't eat it. I use neither a spoon nor a knife.
All right, fair enough. D.C. Reeves, he is the mayor of Pensacola. Always appreciate talking to you, sir. We'll look forward to the city council meeting and the prep meeting next week and talking to you in a week. Thank you for the time this morning, sir. We'll talk to you in a week.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
7:52 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
The inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Parade is Saturday, May 18th. This special parade from Veterans Park to Community Maritime Park along Bayfront rolls at 9:30. Bring your family and wear red, white, and blue to show your love for the men and women in uniform. This no-throw parade will be patriotic and feature many of the commands at NAS Pensacola riding on the Mardi Gras floats of the crews you love. Then come to Community Maritime Park for a Navy Days ceremony, ROTC exhibition, and family fun fest featuring static displays. Get more at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Let's never forget the cardinal rule, Buffy. One vampire is a lot easier to kill than 10.
Does the word duh mean anything to you?
I don't know, maybe that's not music I should play today. We shouldn't. Nobody wants to think about cars. How about this? If you're driving in your car and you're not happy with it, especially this morning as you're thinking about how you wish you had a better one, a different one, a newer one, or one that you just could rely on a little bit more, Frontier Motors. See what I did there? Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used vehicles. For more than 25 years, they've been helping people in Pensacola. I know we bought a car there not too long ago, and they were great. You know, we weren't even trying to buy a car. We just wanted to test drive one that we would buy eventually, and they had a good car. It was a great price. They worked with us on the price, and basically we kind of said, well, is it okay if we buy it? Because it's just such a good deal, and we've been super happy with them ever since. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are attempting to enter Pensacola from Pace or Milton, we have been saying this all morning, every possible route you can take is going to be severely backed up. A down telephone pole at the Highway 90 and Scenic 90 intersection on the Pensacola side of the Pace Bridge has one lane closed on the bridge on either side, and it is backing up traffic all the way to past Woodbine. And a downed vehicle on I-10 has backed up traffic on Avalon Boulevard all the way to Highway 90. You can take Quintet, but be prepared to see some traffic there as well, as it is backed up from the Highway 95 intersection for about 5 miles or so. And coming in from Cantonment, Highway 29 is backed up as a result of these incidents as well. We will keep you posted as to which routes are clearing up. It doesn't look like any of them are at the moment. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze or Navarre, you can expect to see a lot of traffic before and after the Avalon Boulevard intersection there, but clearing up as you get to the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
I have a traffic bright spot.
Yeah,
a happy note.
Please.
You ready?
Yes.
I-10 eastbound all the way from Alabama to anywhere you want to go is clear.
Good. That's good. That's
all
good.
The people who live on the north and the west side are like, suckers.
Yeah,
this is what we deal with every day.
That should really help the Pace and Milton people.
Yeah, well, no, I was looking for like creative workarounds. And I mean, if you took like 87 north to 4 and then jumped all the way north on 29 to 31, drove around into Bay Minette, came down 31 to 10 and came east, you'd be good.
You should just call into work.
I mean, take you 2 hours, but at least you'd be driving. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
If you're willing to go 100 miles out of the way today,
just
is your
to
day.
Not get stuck in traffic.
That's
I
right.
am that guy, by the way.
A
50-foot
yacht is beneath the water after being attacked and sunk by a pod of orcas. This happened in the Strait of Gibraltar on Sunday, the latest in a number of orca attacks on boats since 2020. The boat apparently about 15 miles off the coast of Morocco when the orcas started ramming it. There were two people on board. They were rescued, but the boat could not be saved. Flags at half staff all across the country today. It is Peace Officers Memorial Day, honoring those in law enforcement who've fallen in the line of duty. The Escambia Sheriff's Office hosting their memorial ceremony here in about an hour at the Sheriff's Office. And the former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani entered a not guilty plea on federal charges yesterday. Ipe Mizuhira struck a deal with prosecutors earlier this month. He agreed to plead guilty to one count of bank fraud and one count of subscribing to a false tax return.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, just to kind of clarify traffic a little bit for you, you know, you can't get through on Highway 90, at least not well. It's backed up all the way. And then Avalon, all the way from 90 down to I-10 is backed up. Looks like the accidents on I-10 westbound have been cleared. There was one in the bay, and then there was one close to the intersection with Avalon. So they're clearing, but the traffic is still very heavy.
You're listening to the winner of the prestigious National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for Community Service, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.